USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Governors working together to reopen our country. The governors of Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin announcing a plan to work together to reopen portions of the states. The governors agree the reopening will be contingent on the number of new coronavirus cases. Now, in a joint statement, these governors say things will not open all at once, but in phases depending on conditions. The governors of hotspots New York and New Jersey and four other states will also work to reopen once the coronavirus outbreak subsides. President Trump telling reporters at the daily White House coronavirus briefing,
"We're going to see that everything is working out smoothly. We're in very strong communication with the governors. We're going to be helping with testing. They're going to be doing the testing. It's got to be a localized thing, and it really has been since I've been involved."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In addition to holding the daily White House coronavirus briefing, President Trump taking time to thank all of the truckers across our country working nonstop around the clock during the coronavirus outbreak to deliver goods. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
President Trump paying tribute to American truckers during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
Truck drivers leave their homes and deliver supplies that American families need and count on during this national crisis, and at all other times, they're always there. Their routes connect every farm, hospital, manufacturer, business, and community in the country. In the war against the virus, American truckers are the foot soldiers who are really carrying us to victory, and they are. They've done an incredible job. We've had no problems. It's been just great, and we want to thank you very much.
Holding an event at the White House, the president calls the truckers brave and bold. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Americans looking for new, creative ways to enforce social distancing during the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
A new wristband is being tested that vibrates when the wearer becomes within 6 feet of another person. A dozen workers at a Ford factory in Michigan are trying out the buzzing wristbands to try to help them maintain social distance guidelines during the pandemic, and it's one of several safety ideas that Ford is considering as it prepares to resume production next month.
To California now, where the far-left-leaning governor, Democrat Gavin Newsom, giving $500 coronavirus stimulus checks to illegal aliens. The state has an estimated 2 million illegals, but the number most likely higher. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order to expand state unemployment office hours. He also created a fund to help illegal immigrants.
We feel a deep sense of gratitude for people that are in fear of deportation, but are still addressing the essential needs of tens of millions of Californians.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And speaking of money, on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 33 points, the NASDAQ up 139, the S&P 500 gaining 16 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.